The hard part of living is the dying. I'm not talking about me. I know life ends for us all. But lately, the hard part of living is knowing and seeing others who are dying. The poet John Donne spelled it out for me when I was in high school. I've gone back to his words many times. He wrote, "No man is an island entire of itself. Every man is a piece of the continent, a part of the main. If a clod be washed away by the sea, Europe is the less." He finishes saying, "And therefore, never send to know for whom the bell tolls. It tolls for thee." Understanding those words is one thing. Feeling them is another. Like a few weeks ago, I opened the newspaper to a shock. My neighbor Paul had died. Our friendship involved chats in driveways and waves across the yard and swapping favors. He was a good neighbor. I often would see Paul and his wife outside, always working their yard, mowing, planting, decorating for holidays, a testament to the beauty of nature. Now, it's strange, like seeing a photo with a white outline of what used to be there. Paul is gone, and I feel it. And I'm just a neighbor. But that's the point. A part of me has fallen into that sea Dunn was talking about. In the last few years, I've become a jigsaw man, with many parts of me sliding off. Family, friends. Even as I speak, there is a bell tolling. Someone has died. The news reports it every day. Or the local paper, where I heard a bell tolling for Paul. And as Dunn says, tolling also for me and thee. I'm Lonnie Kane, and that's my perspective.